FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Switchfoot. Love alone is worth the fight. Courtney Ramirez, who we are prior to that. Good morning. It's Tuesday, 7:04.
Hey, good morning, friends. Today is wonderful Nick at Night's birthday, and you can join her from 8 to 10 as she programs the music on WJTL Monday through Thursdays. You can do that. You can join in by texting, emailing, sharing on the request show, posts on Facebook, or call in your request to Nick for the WJTL request show, sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
And make sure you wish her a happy birthday if you
Indeed.
Do that tonight. Joining us live on the phone from Lighthouse Vocational Services is event coordinator Katie Martin. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. Mm-hmm. Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
I guess I should shout out to my boss, Kurt, and my other boss, Crystal.
And tell us about Lighthouse Vocational Services, if you would.
Lighthouse Vocational Services was established on the premise that everyone was born with God-given purpose and value. We serve adults with disabilities to promote growth, opportunity, and the hope for their future. We work with building job skills, building independent skills, and it is definitely an eye-opening experience to work with the individuals that we work with. They're so encouraging, they're strong, and they can power through almost anything.
Any great stories that maybe stick with you recently that sort of epitomize what Lighthouse is all about?
Sure. So in the past year, we've obviously had an interesting year, and we were had to close down because of COVID. And so we regrouped and we started offering remote services. So for individuals that were at home, we started doing remote services, and I have personally had the opportunity to be a part of the remote services. And it has been such a fun experience because we get to connect with the individuals and see them where they're at. I've learned so much more about them being in their home environment. And, you know, you get to meet their families and you get to kind of see them differently. You know, we get to meet their pets, and then they come, you know, now we're back at work. And so we see them and we're like, oh, you know, hey, how's your dog doing? And it's just fun to connect with them on a different way. And we've also learned so much more about some of the individuals. Some of them love to cook. Some of them are really talented at music. And we are working and building those job skills and those skills, but those fun skills that also get tied into the job skills as well. And so personally for me, it's been really exciting to be a part of that.
So who would Lighthouse specifically cater to? What sort of clients and folks are you guys meeting the needs of?
So primarily we work with adults, although we do do high school services through OVR. Adults with disabilities ranging from autism to Down syndrome to any kind of disability, really. We work with adults either in-house or out-of-house. So we also just do programs that are out in the community, community-based volunteering programs. So if someone's interested in not maybe having a competitively paid job, but they're interested in volunteering, we have a program that does volunteering, just getting them out in the community to be a part of the community. I think sometimes, you know, the population we work with gets forgotten sometimes. And so getting them out in the community has been such a blessing to both the individual and also the community as well.
Yeah, very cool. You mm-hmm. guys are located in New Holland, right?
Correct.
And if folks want to get more information, they could visit you online?
Yes, at lighthousevoc.org.
And you have a Facebook as well, right?
We do. It's Lighthouse Vocational Services on Facebook. We post pretty often pictures of the individuals doing work and just exceeding at what they're awesome at doing at.
That's cool. Check it out. Facebook, Lighthouse Vocational Services, or lighthousevoc.org. We'll talk more with Katie coming up. We're going to find out about an event they have coming up in April, so stick around for that. Sanctus Real, Brian and Jen Johnson. More music on the way for your Tuesday also.